I have on the line with me this evening the person behind the Father Ted, the Ted Fest, Peter Phillips. Are you on the line there with me?
I'm on the line, Maura. I wish I could claim to be behind Father Ted, but no, we're just behind the party that celebrates Father Ted.
Oh my God, I had to, no pun intended saying that, by the way, Peter. This is amazing. The Ted Fest, I mean, what a wonderful honour. To the whole show. And I mean, sometimes we do kind of just think about, I suppose, Dermot Morgan when we think about Father Ted and the Ted Fest. But there were a whole host of great characters in that lineup, wasn't there?
Well, it was two great writers behind the programme. That's where any good TV show or film starts, is with the writing. And Graham Linehan and Arthur Matthews did just such a wonderful job of it. I mean, there's so many layers of Father Ted. It's one of these programs that every time you see, every time you watch an episode of Father Ted, and you'll have seen it 20, 30 times, you'll spot something in it that you didn't spot last time.
It's so true. I mean, and again, like everything else, you know, Dermot was such a young man when he passed away. There was three series, 25 episodes. Dermot was only 45 when he passed away. Yeah. And it's shocking.
Well, because we didn't, you see, here's the irony of Ted Fest, is run by a Welshman. I mean, we had Father Ted come over, it was a Channel 4 programme, and obviously myself and friends and everybody got it straight away, and well, thought we got it, you know, it was obviously a quality TV show. But of course, we didn't know Dermot Morgan or Ardle or Pauline McGuinn to us. I had no idea that Dermot's career before Father Ted. So it's been, you know, a voyage of discovery for us to find out more about Dermot after Father Ted.
It's so interesting that you mentioned, I mean, Father Ted, the whole show, and I suppose some of the storylines that were in it, it was multi-layered. It was very timely in many respects, looking back on it now. It was huge. I mean, like you said, it really, it kind of goes down, even though we showed it here in RT2, it was Channel 4 that really put it forward. It was huge in America, and it was huge in Australia. I mean, it really captured, it was a sitcom, but it also captured a very timely subject.
Well, it did, and it mocked it very gently, which I think is always more cutting than, you know, beating people over the head with satire. I think it just showed a lot of absurdity there. Before my life descended into running Father Ted festivals, and then we run Elvis festivals as well. I don't know how my life took this career path, but 15 years ago, I lived in Ireland. I wrote the blog for Richard Martin, the animal rights campaigner and pioneer of Catholic emancipation in the 1800s. And I genuinely think people in 100 years' time, or less than that, 30 years' time, social historians will be writing about the role that Father Ted played in the realigning of Irish society and the church.
I totally agree with you. Yes. I mean, you know, for a moment, I mean, we're going to talk about the festival, because the festival is hilarious. And I'm going to tell people to jump online right now and just look at the programme. It's a 3-day programme, and even the actual graphic of it alone is quite funny. But then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, what you guys are attempting to cover over these 3 days on this island of Inishmore, which I adore, by the way.
Yes, I love the island.
My God, it's just going to be beautiful. It's such a beautiful programme. You're covering...
You didn't see an episode of Father Ted?
Pardon?
you won't see an episode of Father Ted at TEDfest.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I suppose before we talk, I mean, I do want to talk about the actual festival because you are the organizer, Peter. Give us a sample of what people can expect at this festival. It's been going on for many years, and for people that maybe have been to before, but for people that are listening to this for the first time and saying, I would really love to get over there.
Oh, it's on many a people's bucket list.
Right.
TEDfest. I mean, it's going with TEDfest 12. So 2007 was the first TEDfest, and I can only take part responsibility. A friend of mine was involved for the first couple of years with me. Chap called Fergal McGrath from Galway. I was living in Galway at the time. And our whole premise of TEDfest was we wanted it to be the opposite of one of those hideously cheesy TV conventions that people sit in a comfortable hotel watching rerun of the programme and getting autographs from somebody who had a walk-on part on the fourth episode of the 20th series. We actually said, it's actually about, I remember sitting over a pint in Nocturne with Fergal and us agreeing that it's all about recreating and living the Craggy Island dream.
I love it.
It's all about Craggy Island. So you won't come to TEDfest and sit and watch episodes of Father Ted. I think we always sit with a... I'm clutching at a straw to call it a planning meeting, but we always sit down because there's a very good team behind TEDfest, and we sit down probably round about November and start planning TEDfest. And we try to put ourselves into character. We say, what would Ted and Doogle do if they were running a festival on Craggy Island? and they'd probably come up with things like Human Buckaroo, I think we had one year, or Hide and Nun and Seek was another game we came up with. It is bonkers.
It is.
We're all extremely proud of it.
Well, I think that's what the characters of Dougal and Father Jack and Father Ted and Mrs. Doyle and Bishop Brennan and Father Dick Byrne, they allow us all, those characters allow us to take our foot off the accelerator of our lives. You know, as I read a little bit about the show, and I suppose, you know, the wonderful Irish writers that were behind it, they were writing for Hart Press, and then they, you know, it was a series of things that led them to come together. And of course, you know, one of the writers, Mr. Lenehan, said that you know, Father Ted was a character. I mean, being a priest was kind of a job for him. It's not that he was anti-religion, but he was kind of non-religious, you know. This idea that it was, it really is, having a bit of a laugh at ourselves in this really...
Yeah, you have to be non-religious to realise the absurdity of a lot of religion. And I've heard Graham talk about this. It's not setting out to you know, beat up a religion. It's just pointing out the banality of the surreality of just Catholicism. I think all religions carry some sort of absurdity with them if you want to look at it from the other end of the telescope. And they just did it perfectly. But you know, it's not an anti-Catholic church program. It's just a screamingly funny program.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and it's not just about Ted and Dougal and Mrs. Doyle and Father Jack. It's the whole vein, the whole depth of characters. There's just so many great characters and lines. I'd recommend to anybody, I'm actually looking at it now on my desk, because you can buy the scripts. Graham and Arthur published the scripts, and they're really interesting because they've got each program's got a foreword by Graham and Arthur saying how they had the idea and how the idea developed into the program and ideas they dropped, and there's also a whole scenes in there that they dropped. One which actually reveals Mrs. Doyle's first name, which we put in the quiz. And you never know it in the TV series. You have to read the edited out scene that it was in. And you've got to ask me what it is now, and I've forgotten.
Well, I have it here in front of me as well. So, oh God. So there's going to be a quiz all around, I suppose, people's knowledge.
Quiz is taken very seriously, yeah?
Very seriously.
The quiz on a Sunday night, the famous prizeless quiz.
Yeah.
Possibly the prize. I think it's a box of Ferrero Rocher chocolate.
I mean, are people going to dress? I mean, I want to go to this myself. Are people going to be dressed as priests and I should say nuns, I guess?
There are priests and nuns, but I've noticed over the years the characters. I mean, if you go to the TEDFest website and you just click on some of the photographs there, you see there's a fantastic photograph of a lady who is dressed up as a rabbit in tennis gear.
Right. Okay.
Because Dougal's pet rabbit was called Sampras.
Right.
That's
that level of knowledge.
That's the level of ingenuity that goes into the people who come to TEDFest.
In saying that, I suppose there will be the regulars. You'll have your people that come, and it's just a great weekend. It's a great weekend kicking off on the 22nd of February, right through to the Sunday, as you said, the 25th. So from the Friday to the Sunday, just the end.
It actually kicks off on the Thursday. I think we call it Parlour Games and an Evening of Music from the Native Islanders.
Okay.
Kicks off the Thursday night of TEDFest.
Oh, yes, right. What is Music Stage? I see it here.
Well, the other thing we're very proud of with TEDFest is the music side of it. We take over Watties, which is a great music pub anyway, out on Inishmore, and there's music on TEDFest. Music kicks off at 1 o'clock and goes through to sort of 2 o'clock every morning. There's non-stop music in the bar, and it's really quality music because. We're fortunate, you know, us as a team of TEDFest, we're sort of in the music business and we know a lot of good musicians. And a lot of good musicians want to come out to TEDFest just purely for the crack. And I think, what do we call it in the programme? It's the Sunday night, the legendary Craggy Island Tide of Jam session.
That's it, I see it here, 7 o'clock.
You know, some of the musicians that we know that come out for that. So you'll see some great music. We've had some fantastic music over the years at TEDFest. And then, on the other hand, we have Human Buckaroo and Hide the Nun and Seek and King of the Sheep. And I think we're Human Hungry Hippo this year. And a Craggy Island version of Blind Date.
Oh, lovely. I love
and
it.
And Ted's Got Talent, which we can claim to the brand before Simon Cowell invented it. We could sue Simon Cowell.
Oh, really?
Stealing our brand of Ted's Got Talent.
I love it. It just seems to be a real feel-good, funny. It's going to be... Yeah, it's a wonderful honour to the show, isn't it? I mean... The show itself.
I know that Dermot would have been proud of TEDFest, and I the reason I say that because from the first year we were conscious that we wanted the approval of the Morgan family, and we've got to know the Morgans really well since the beginning of TEDFest. Fiona, Dermot's partner, and brought their young son out the first year of TEDFest. And then Rob and Don, Dermot's older two sons, especially Rob, has been involved in TEDFest from the start. Unfortunately, he can't come out this year. He's got a work commitment, but he comes out and helps us run TEDFest. He always referees the Craggy Cup, which is the five-a-side priest versus nuns football match that's played on Kilronan Beach. If you have a nun, every nun in your team gets a gold star. The goalposts are tiny. I don't think there's been a goal scored since about 2008. But Rob referees that. Rob's a friend of mine now, and he said to me, you know, his father would be so proud of the legacy that he's left for TEDFest. And of course, we always wanted to run TEDFest, you know, in the winter to create that Craggy Island feel. Plus, you know, help, you know, it's big economic benefit for Inishmore. Busiest weekend of the year on Inishmore is in February, but it coincides with the passing of Dermot on the 28th of February. So that's why we always run it on the last weekend of February. And of course, this year is even more poignant because it's the 20th anniversary.
It absolutely is. It is. I mean, the show, the sitcom itself, I mean, won so many awards. British Comedy Awards, BAFTAs. Each of the characters won all these awards. But, you know, Graeme Lenehan and Arthur Matthews, they did try and continue the legacy. They thought about doing a musical. Different countries have thought about maybe continuing a Father Ted type show in each of their respective countries. But what you've done here, Peter, really encapsulates, and it's lovely that you're keeping it here in Ireland.
Here on English Board, we've attempted over the years. But, I mean, it's the, what makes Ted Fest is the people who go to Ted Fest.
Yes.
It takes... they've obviously got a commonality with liking the TV show, but I think it's the real peer grouping is... it takes a particular type of person to fight the way out to English Board in February to party for a whole weekend. Dressed as characters.
I know.
Clerical characters.
Only in Ireland. I love it.
It's great. It wouldn't work anywhere else. We did it as a one-off in Australia, which was a bit of fun, but I don't think we'd do it again there. But it doesn't really travel. And Inishmore, it has to be done on the craggy island of Inishmore.
I know, and there was a little bit of a bit of a fight off between Inishear and Inishmore about which one.
That was the first year. It was an enterprising journalist got a story. He phoned me and said, there was so much press interest the first year we did Ted Fest, and he phoned me and said, oh, you got another story? And I said, oh, I can't really think of it. I said, I'd be interested to know what the other Aran Islands think of it. And I forgot all about it. About a week later, I was just getting the flight over from Cardiff, and I was in the taxi coming in from Dublin Airport, and I was minding my own business, and the taxi driver just said, have you heard about these bad feckers out on the Aran Islands? I said, what? He threw a newspaper at me, and it was like a screaming banner headline, Aran Islands at War. It was like a world news story. I got a friend of mine, his band was on tour in New Zealand, and I got a text saying, you're on the 6 o'clock news in New Zealand. And we settled it with a football match. We actually said, the first year of Ted Fest, we'll say, look, let's put an end to this. Unless how the Craggy Cup started, we said, let's have a five-a-side football match between Inishear and Inishmore. And whoever wins will then get Ted Fest forever. And Inishmore won it 2-1. It's still disputed. It's still like the Thierry Henry hand of God goal. But still talk about it.
Well, Peter, you know, it's chatting to you. You are the right person for this. To really lead this festival, because I know by just chatting to you, there's a little cheeky Father Ted, or I don't know, is it Father Jack? Which, if you were one of the priests, which one would you be, Peter, and why?
Father Damo.
And you know, it's a complete honour to chat to you, because for people that don't know, I'm actually chatting to you. You're in Wales as we speak, because that's where you live.
I am indeed. Yes. Yeah.
So for somebody to be continuing this legacy, I just think, you know, we're deeply honoured. And are your bags packed now for the weekend of the 22nd?
They are. I'm actually leaving Saturday, so it takes a week. You see, the other thing, every year we keep our fingers crossed, everything has to go out to Inishmore. So
yes,
we're always, it's a mad scramble to get a truck down to the freight ferry on the Monday afternoon, so we get the stuff out there. Well, I have to say one credit for, and I would urge people to go on the Ted Fest website, or just Google, there's so much great stuff on YouTube. But a lot of the quality of Ted Fest is the artwork, and it's a fun, and I'm sure most of your listeners will know Squiggly, who is an artist in Tube who's been involved in Ted Fest since the start. Here's the definition of a legend. Somebody who gets a letter through their door in Tume from Australia that's merely addressed Squiggly Tume.
There you go.
And it got to him. He's a living legend, and he's done some fantastic artwork. And this is, you know, it's old school painted artwork on 6x4 boards, and people just have their photographs. There's a fantastic one of Kill Bill, Irma Thurman, in that sort of yellow jumpsuit with the sword, with the face of Mrs. Doyle on it, and it's not. Revenge is best served with a cup of tea.
Oh, Peter, I'm telling you, I know you're a person, you've got many, many projects on, but this project is just sensational. And for people, like you said, to get on, take a look at the programme, try and free up your schedule. It's going to be 4 days, because it's kicking off on the Thursday evening at 8 o'clock.
Normally Ted Fest is always sells out every year.
Yes.
It's limited by the amount of people you can get out in the island. But this year, they just finished some glamping pods out on the island. So we've released, I think it's 14 tickets today, because there's more accommodation. So if anybody is last minute decision to go out to Ted Fest, do it. Tick it off your bucket list.
Well, Peter, thank you so much. Peter Phillips, thank you so much for not only organising this wonderful festival, but also for, I guess, being such a humorous person yourself and continuing the legacy that was the Father Ted sitcom. Thank you very much for chatting to us
thank
this evening.
Ross.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.